Afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Big news in the last 24, 36 hours that round three schedule has been released for the NBL. You're coming up to Bendigo to take on your rivals, the South East Melbourne Phoenix, on Sunday the 31st.
Yeah, and can't wait. Bendigo's got such a proud history with our sport. So many great people from the sport around the country have started their careers there in Bendigo. Amazing facility and just a great part of Victoria. So very much excited to be able to bring this game to the region and looking to make it a permanent home.
So the decision for Bendigo and specifically Bendigo Stadium, was that an NBL decision or was it a club's decision? How does it actually come about?
Look, all stakeholders come together on these type of matters. The simple facts were that our ordinary home, being John Cain Arena, were unavailable because of the Australian Open.
Mm-hmm.
And as a club, we had a challenge on our hands to position these games. And we selected Bendigo. We out of, you know, quite a few of the regional settings in Victoria and even considered some interstate. But the truth is, we've been speaking to the city of Greater Bendigo for some time, and Terry and his team at the city, and Nathan and the team at the venue, and with the support of both of them, we were able to make this a relatively easy decision in the end.
Now, you mentioned there about some potential other regional areas. Are we looking sort of the Gippsland area or other parts of central Victoria, or is it just a case of just Bendigo at the moment, see how it goes?
We want to make Bendigo a bit of a permanent fixture for us on an annual basis. We have been having these conversations now for quite a few seasons, and for one reason or another, just had not been able to make it work. Crazily enough, in and amongst all of the uncertainty that COVID presented, we found the perfect opportunity to really launch our partnership with the region. And we want to see this as a permanent schedule on an annual basis, where we come into the region, we play a game, we partner with the region. We just think there's untapped talent. I want everybody that loves the sport of basketball in Bendigo to feel that Melbourne United is their team of choice, until, of course, the Bendigo Braves can put their own team into the NBL, and then I'd probably understand. But between now and then, we'd really love to welcome a new fan base and reach out to, you know, all those people that really love the sport of basketball from the region to partner with us on their journey in the sport.
Melbourne United CEO Vince Crivelli joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, of course, the season in its infancy, it's only, what, round two or thereabouts, even into just end of round one. How hard has it been for not only your club, but the NBL in general with this ever-changing environment?
Well, it's been a challenge, but, you know, it's been a challenge for every business. I feel for all small businesses or businesses large and small, to be truthful, the uncertainty creates havoc, and in our business it was no different. We've had to constantly adapt to changing circumstances, but I feel very proud with what we've achieved. I think the league's stuck together very well, considering all of the possible scenarios, the fact that we're playing games in front of fans in indoor venues around the country is a credit to everybody that's involved with our league. And been a challenge, but again, no real greater challenge, I think, than any other business in throughout COVID has faced.
Yeah, well said. And now the game, of course, on Sunday the 31st, 3 p.m. tip-off. This is a great time to bring the kids along and see some fantastic NBL basketball. Now, for those who might not be aware about Melbourne United players, who should we be looking out for?
Yeah, we've been blessed this year to have an incredible roster come together. It's actually been a team that's taken us a good 5 to 6 seasons in the making, which sounds crazy, but it has. There's a few pieces on our roster that have been with us for a while. Guys like Chris Golding, David Barlow have been with us now for well over 5 or 6 seasons. And then in more recent times, we brought in Mitch McCarron, you know, 2 seasons ago. And this year we've brought in some exciting complementary players in Jock Landell, who's currently a boomer. And on his way to the NBA, we've also got Jack White, who is the captain of the prestigious Duke University over in the USA. So it's a really exciting roster. They play a real up-tempo type of game. They're very unselfish on the court, and they give it all they've got. So they're an exciting team to watch, full of talent, but, you know, they work pretty hard on both ends of the floor. So I think fans of the game will really appreciate the subtlety in the way our team goes about, you know, doing its job.
Yeah, it's all happening on Sunday, 31st of January. Tickets through ticketek.com.au. Round 3 of the NBL. Melbourne United take on South East Melbourne Phoenix. Melbourne United CEO Vince Crivelli, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and all the best on Sunday the 31st here in Bendigo.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to getting into the region.